Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I am very good. That song got me in a very happy mood.
It is a lovely song.
It's a very happy song.
Very nice song it is. So we're going to have a chat now about exactly what's going on in the world of St. Francis Hospice and about these fantastic things that you start doing.
Yeah, we have a lot of events coming up now over the next couple of months. We have an open garden actually close by here in Margaretting on Wednesday the 7th of June. You have to book tickets for this in advance, but you can get them. Go on our website, as always, www.sfh.org.uk. Mr. and Mrs. Philip Thor have opened the gardens for us, and the tickets are $13.50 per person.
Some of these gardens are amazing.
Oh, amazing, absolutely. We're very privileged that we have a lot of people that do this for us, and each garden is different and wonderful. The amount of effort that people put into their gardens.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Are you green fingered?
Oh, no. I don't do that, you know. I don't.
Have you a pot plant even?
It's taken me ages to try and grow some grass. Now, I know grass grows where nothing else grows. You don't want it to grow there. All of a sudden, woof, poof, you've got a lump of grass there. But I've been reseeding and I'm terrible.
Like my husband.
I'm terrible. I really am.
Then on the 10th of June, we have a vintage and retro market in the hospice.
These are good.
Yeah. Honestly, come up. You'll be really like amazed at the stuff
that we
have. And that's from 10:30 to 4:30. And that's in the education centre at the hospice.
Yeah.
That day, we're also we're opening our own gardens at the hospice. Because I'm not sure if you know. You've been up to the hospice, haven't
you? Yes, I have. Yeah.
Well, we have won quite a few awards for the gardens. And we have an award-winning rose section.
Really?
Yeah, so they'll be open on the day and there'll be guided tours of those from our gardening team.
That's fantastic to become a gardener in St. Francis Hospice. If you're retired and you like tending gardens or you're looking for something to do, why not just volunteer and come and do the gardens?
We have an amazing team of volunteer gardeners and they're dedicated and they're reliable.
See, that's fantastic.
Yeah, honestly, they're brilliant. And the gardens, particularly at this time of the year, you'll see so many patients and their families, even staff, just enjoying the gardens. It's a place to go outside and have a chat.
Fantastic.
Yeah, just unwind. They're really beautiful. So that's on the 10th of June. And then on the 28th of June, we have the YJS Trust, which is the Avon Stewart Trust, are hosting a golf day for us in Upminster Golf Club. They're amazing fundraisers for us. This year alone, they're funding two community nurse specialist, amongst other things. So that's the 28th of June. And then we have a summer evening jazz
is just as good.
Whichever you want. On the 1st of July, and that's being run by the Rotary Club of Ingatestone, and that's in Ingatestone Hall. Have you been there?
No, well, I nearly went. I didn't go. I've seen pictures. Yes. Stunning.
Very, very nice. I went
Stunning
on a school
place.
Tour with my daughter. So that's really, really beautiful. That's an open-air jazz concert, 1st of July, and it's in aid of St. Francis Hospice and Farley Hospice. Tickets are £14 in advance or £15 on the gate. You can bring your own picnic. You can bring your chairs, tables, blankets.
That was one of the pictures I saw. They were all camping out, watching it all going. Oh, it's fantastic.
Honestly,
it looked great.
It's great. It starts at 5:45. So that's, as I say, you can make a real evening of that. I think they also have, you might like a bit of Caribbean food, I think.
Ooh.
Burgers.
Lovely.
Yeah. Brentwood Brewing Company are going to be there. Yeah, so it's a big deal. Plenty
Fantastic.
To eat and drink, plenty of entertainment.
That's
and
what
hopefully
I like.
The sun will shine.
You had me eat and drink.
Yeah. Then we have, I've talked to you about this before, our big, big event of the year is our Star Walk, which is in Romford.
Yeah.
And that's on the 8th of July. And that's like a big pajama party. It's a 10K. Starts at 9 o'clock in the 9 o'clock at night, rather, in Romford Town Centre, and it finishes around midnight.
Yeah.
It's a great event. It's packed. It's a ladies only event. I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, can't I put a nighty on a turn?
No.
All right, fair
but
enough.
It's really great. We have so many groups and friends and family, you know, do it together and they make a real night of it and they have a great time.
Yeah.
So there's a fundraising target, which is £108, but that's enough to fund 2 hours of care for our hospice at home nurses.
Uh-huh.
So that's a really, really fun event and I'd really recommend it for anyone that is looking to do something nice and have a bit of crack, as we'd say in Ireland.
Lovely.
You get a t-shirt as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And some head boppers.
No, the daily bopper things.
Yeah, they light up.
Oh, do they?
Yes. And then your big event is in On the 3rd of September, that's the Frankie's Car.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Classic Car and Bike Fest. Alan will be in to talk about that with you, I'm sure, in the coming months. And that's in Dunton Technical Centre in, it's the Ford Centre, isn't it? The Ford.
That's right, yeah.
In Leyndon. And that, as I said, is Sunday the 3rd of September, and that's 10 till 4.
This is going so well.
Yes.
Can I just put a suggestion in that you run it on the Saturday and the Sunday?
Right, why? Just, you think it would go 2 days?
I think it would. I think you'd get 2 days out of that. It is so big.
Yeah, it's massive.
I think you'd get 2 days out of that.
Oh, well, I suggested to Alan. You know, he's honestly there. I think, I don't know why it's 1 day. I have no idea, but maybe I think it's such a logistical thing. Maybe it's because the space is only available. I'm not sure.
And also, there are so many boy racers with fantastic... because they show you some amazing cars.
Cars, amazing.
With some fantastic stereos in the back of their cars. Yeah. I think you should do a portion of show your stereos off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because some of these boys, I mean, they've got like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 watts in their cars.
How do they, honestly?
I don't understand.
They vibrate.
I don't understand. But they spend fortunes on these things.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're always looking for to add things and to change it up. Like last year, they had the vintage market along there as well. Yeah. So they're
great
definitely
idea,
always thinking of doing something different. And just to make people aware, Make a Will Fortnight is coming up. It's the 12th to the 23rd of June. Mm-hmm. We have a number of local solicitors who kindly agreed to take part for a fee. They will help you write or amend your will, and the money comes to St. Francis Hospice.
Fantastic.
So that details of that will be up on the website as well. Yes, that's about it, Mike.
Okay.
That's
the website address is sfh.org.uk.
Yeah.
If you, we'll get this up on the website as quick as we can.
Yes.
And if you look at the bottom of Jane's lovely picture on the Breakfast Show page, then you'll see the link through to the website.
Cool.
Click it there. Jane, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
See you soon.